welcome. Oh, the hummingbird makes music. Oh, the hummingbird sings songs. Oh, the hummingbird makes music. So sing along to the hummingbird song. I may not be able to sing, but I got the magic for finding the right music, baby. Yeah. We're going to be talking about hummingbirds, the tiny creatures with a big, big message. You know, nature can and does speak wisdom to us if we are paying attention. You guys are listening to the Tall Cat Psychic 101 on Station 1, right here on, yeah, like I said, Station 1. This is the place where every second and fourth Monday, I aspire to inspire you with no-nonsense wisdom and refreshingly real radio. Yeah, baby. I am a third-generation psychic medium. I created Psychic 101 not only to inspire you, but to remind you that psychic mediums are not the only ones with the 411, baby. Everyone has psychic abilities, to varying degrees, of course, but I want you to know that you have come into this life with the ability to tap into the invisible. You indeed have within you everything you need to make it all the way back home. Yeah, baby. For more information, just check out, or to schedule a personal reading, just check out KarenTallCatWithAK.com. Now, I have been in contact with the spirit world all of my life. Don't know anything else but being in contact with the spirit world. When I was like 5 years old, I spoke with extraordinary beings from other dimensions and still do from time to time. My grandfather actually told fortunes at the kitchen table using tea leaves. You know, you might think, being third generation and all, that I would have been supported and educated in understanding the things that I saw and knew, but it just so happened that it was not that way. So most of my life, I actually felt my way of knowing was some sort of a weird defect. One of my goals for this radio show is to enlighten as many people as I possibly can about the fact that intuition can be trusted. In fact, it is one of life's navigational assets. There is nothing mysterious about it. It is quite natural. It can relieve you of worry, anxiety, as well as protect you. Now, here's how the show format works if you're new to Psychic 101. I host the discussion, while at the same time, I welcome your comments or questions. In other words, I enjoy your participation, which you can do by simply calling in at any time during the show. Here's the number for BBS. It's worldwide and toll-free, baby. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, baby. My desire about this show, Psychic 101, is to create an audience-friendly, highly interactive location for connection. So just feel free to call in for a sample mini reading as well. Let your fingers do the walking to 888-815-9756. Give the tall one a call, baby. When you call the show, landline is best, and so is turning down or moving away a little bit from your computer. I really want to hear what you guys have to offer, and do not worry about interrupting the flow of the show, because I've become quite good at getting right back on topic, and guess what? We have a caller already. Hello, you're on the air. Hi. I'm sorry, who are we talking to?
My name is Cheryl.
Cheryl, where are you calling from?
From Canada.
Canada. Okay. I have so many Canada people. Cool.
Yeah.
What's your question? What can I help you with?
I just want to know if I'm on my right life path.
If you're on your right path?
Yeah, the path that I'm supposed to be on.
Well, Cheryl, from what when I look at your energetic field, what I see about you is that you have come to a point in this year of 2009 of really deep questioning. And I have to tell you that the spirit world kind of sends out a little bit of an applause to you because of your ability to quite honestly question what's going on. Is this the highest and best for me? And, you know, if anything, if there's anything I can do to improve this, what is it? You've reached a point, when I look at you, I can see that you have reached a point of real bottom line honesty with the spirit world. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's like you're at a point where you're not interested anymore in anything that is not going to help you move forward. You are also at a point, from what I can see, job-wise, family-wise, social-wise, spiritually, in every level of life, you're at a point where you are, I really get a visual of you poised at the end of a diving board. In other words, you are ready to take a leap and to go for whatever is out there. You are at a point of, you really have got a courageous sense right now of an ability to just take a deep breath and dive in. And you know, when we're at that point, that is when the universe really rushes in to meet us more than halfway. You have it directly in front of you in the very near future, when I look at your timeline. You have opportunity. Of course, there's choice involved always. But what I see directly in front of you in your timeline is options in the form of choices to make changes in almost every area that we humans call significant. That would mean relationships, your employment, and your sense of where you're headed in getting to your goal. You have, from what I can see, you have had recently what looks like either intuitive dreams or guidance coming from somebody you've connected with or some kind of synchronistic opportunity for guidance to really come to you that there is something going on and it's time for evolution within you. Does that seem right to you?
Yeah. Is there anything that I can do to enhance that? Because I really connect with angels. I have angels everywhere, and I really connect with angel cards. But I don't necessarily know if I am connecting with them.
Yes. Your heart is very pure as far as your connection goes. And purity is something that the spirit world is very drawn to. Not everybody has this. You might think that we all do, but that's not always the case. You are really kind of hungry to and ready to get to it.
Right.
And to move on. Are you in relationship right now?
Yes.
And is that relationship what you would call a strong and satisfying relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Is your partner actively engaged with you as far as focusing on what your future plans are? In terms of moving into the next great adventure.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Here's what I'm taking out. You run this past your own internal knowing and your own wisdom. Because when I offer these readings, I'm telling you what I'm seeing, but I always want my people to listen to their own guidance as well.
Yeah.
That's the way to do this. This is more of a consultation than me telling you what you should do.
Right.
Here's what I see. If you can engage your partner in the idea of moving into something that's grand, exciting, and different, and might involve an element of risk, you guys are really going to, here's what I'm suggesting. And my husband and I do this occasionally. We call it double teaming the spirit world. You know, we get our focus on the same topic, and through meditation or through discussion or in any way that you guys can both connect and make sure you're on the same wavelength, this is going to accelerate your movement forward. You're about to make some changes. You're considering some changes, correct?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. What you're sort of tossing around, maybe in the back of your mind even, may involve relocating. It may involve a different type or way of earning money. It does have an element of risk to it, but I have to tell you, this is the time, regardless of how it looks to your intellect, this is really a real fertile time for taking risk. And the fact that you are open and you're questioning, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Is really, really good. It means that you're ready to accept guidance and wisdom, and you're really ready to do whatever it takes to get wherever you need to go. Your part of your purpose and why you're here involves what I can see is it involves helping other people outside of your family and outside of your relationship. It seems to involve some type of a method of healing. And also, I see you doing something that involves a bit of public speaking. It may be very informal. It might not be within a conference as a keynote speaker, so to speak.
Right.
But inspirational speaking and writing. It's in your dreams, and I do feel that you're a vivid dreamer.
Yeah.
It's your connection with the spirit world and the angels is very real and very valid. If you would begin to set an appointment with the spirit world and say, I'd like to meet with you at 9 o'clock Saturday mornings on the patio, and go out there with a cup of coffee and write down the stuff that comes into your mind, you would have absolute certainty about where you're going and what you're doing. Your connection is already really strong, really good, and really pure. So all you need to do is tie the loose ends up by writing down your communication with the spirit world. Your sincerity and the drive behind your question is very, very, very helpful and very honest. So I want you to know that you are in a place of open-ended discussion with the spirit world, and my suggestion to you is to be really willing to embrace change and to go for the adventure, because adventures you will have if you listen to what comes to you from the spirit world. You're about to engage the reason you came to this planet. But bring your partner along with you. That's very important.
How is that possible if they don't believe in the same stuff?
Well, from what I can see, the connection you have with your partner, part of your role in that relationship, and from what I see, it is a good relationship.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, very good.
It's an excellent, valid, real, honest love connection.
Yeah.
But part of, yet to be explored, this relationship between you and your partner is you as somewhat of a teacher. I sort of have this with my hubby, who has a connection with the spirit world, and what I do with him is we work on an equal basis, but occasionally when he has a question, I jump in there and give him suggestions on how he can go with it and grow with it.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness, what a difference that makes. So part of your immediate experience in this present moment is for you to be a bit of a teacher with your partner, not like you're above him, talking down to him, but more like a sharing of your experiences and an exploration of the way you view life. Bring him into it.
Right.
That's an important piece of it. Do you have children?
Yes, we do.
Two?
Yes, two.
Those kids, when you bring your husband into your space, so to speak, and of course his interpretations and his understanding of it will be very individual to him, but when you do that, you're going to find that your little ones will gravitate naturally to what's going on between the two of you. It's important that your family function as a unit. And you are, Cheryl, on the right path. You're waking up. And you're on the verge of a great adventure.
Can I ask another question?
Sure.
Yeah. Just in terms of my daughter, it's often a very volatile, difficult emotional relationship. I'm just wondering why.
Well, part of that, from what I can see, and I get a really fast uptake on it, is that you guys have been around before, it's in past lives. You are sort of working out some things that are left over from previous incarnations, and
right,
that's not a big deal. It's going to, also partly her age, And as soon as she passes through the, and she is in a bit of a phase, when she passes through this phase, you will be delighted to see that your closeness is going to be really deep, and her understanding of you and you of her is going to be quite awesome.
Okay.
It is not permanent, what's going on between the two of you. It's like you kind of hate each other right now.
It's just always
you know,
great.
You're like adversaries. But that is going to change.
Okay.
All you have to stay open to the fact that it's not permanent.
Okay.
Isn't that so good?
Yeah, it is. Good to know.
I'm glad you called.
Okay,
stay
thank
tuned
you very
for
much.
The rest of the show because I
All
think
right.
it's going to be helpful to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay.
Cheryl, bye. So as I was saying, I really want you guys to go ahead and call in. You're not interrupting the flow of the show. I can get back on topic. And most importantly, your calls add quality to the show. Please know that. Participation, questions, and comments help everyone learn, connect, and grow. Now, that little hummingbird song, yeah, the hummingbird sings songs, was written by Sean Platel, and you can find it on YouTube. And he says, if we open our ears to his tune, he will fill your heart with gladness, take away your doom, and you'll be feeling so good, your heart be beating, boom. So, hubby and I are having our first summer in Pecos, New Mexico, deep in a forest near the National Forest and the river. If you traverse this steepy, rocky road to our home, you will find hummingbirds abundant. This year, we tried out the Hummingbird Condo Feeder, and our land looks like an airport, baby. If you try this, you will be amazed at this if you have hummingbirds in your area. The other night, right before sunset, when they're really interested in feeding, I held the feeder in my hand and was treated to a fabulous display of up-close and personal hummingbird-human interaction. I'm talking face-to-face contact. Now, watching these amazing creatures is quite stunning. And if you have hummingbirds, I really encourage you to try this, holding the feeder in your hand during a feeding frenzy, and get up close and personal because eye contact with you. We have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can. Who am I talking
to? Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm in Louisiana.
Louisiana, very nice. What can I do for you?
Well, I thought I'd call in and see what I could find out from you.
Okay, are you looking for something in general about the direction you're heading in?
That would be great.
Well, here's what I'm picking up first about you is the area of relationships. Are you currently in one? Are you ending one?
I'm not.
Looking for one?
I don't know. I've been single for so long.
I got to tell you, there's somebody on the horizon for you.
That would be great.
And I have the feeling when I look at your energetic pattern that you have decided kind of like, oh, what the hell, I got a pretty good life and I don't really need to have a relationship, you know? Does that make sense to you?
Right. Yes.
And you
I'm
do
really
indeed have a good life. You've created a wonderful set of life circumstances. And it's not that you're unfulfilled particularly, but, oh, man, could a relationship add some pizzazz to what you're doing? So
absolutely.
I encourage you to stay open to possibilities, synchronistic opportunities, and unexpected meetings of possibilities for relationship.
Do you know what kind of line of work he's in?
Well, I'll tell you this. What I'm getting is, and as soon as you said that, I started getting a visual picture of somebody that does something that is it's connected to manual or physical type of labor,
okay.
But he also makes very good money at what he does. And he has a fabulous accent, a deep voice, and
okay.
He is what I would describe as a true gentleman. And that quality of being a real gentleman is going to be like your sign that this is the guy. This is
the accent
who you're looking
is, oh, great. I'd be awesome
the reason
to have a gentleman
comes,
in my life for once.
The reason this comes forward for you is because uh-huh. you have really built a successful life. You are not, you're not looking for anything except things that would accentuate the good things in your life. And that's what this guy has to offer. Are you considering moving
would he be,
in the
would
near
he be
future?
In film? Maybe a film producer or director? Anything,
when I look at
like
that,
that,
here's what I see. If he is involved in the movie and the film industry, it would be mm-hmm. in the form of technical. By that I mean
yes.
behind the camera. It would have to do with,
okay.
I'm not informed on movie making, but it would have to do with the mechanics of the movie making industry. Do you know someone like that right now?
No, but I'm transitioning into that, so I kind of figured I'd probably meet somebody in that, since that's what I was inspired to do.
Well, you're sending
really
out
like
the vibration.
I'd
the
really
universe.
Like to meet somebody that is doing the same thing as me.
Yes. There is a commonality between the two of you for great conversation and a subject that you both are very passionate about. And what I want to encourage you to do is stay open to this and picture it happening and imagine it as really real, because this is going to create such a quality of unique experience in your life. The two of you have a lot of adventures ahead of you.
Have a lot of what?
Adventures.
Oh, good, because I was wanting to travel the world.
And I also see for you is I feel that you have an ability as far as writing goes.
Correct. I think so,
and this
yeah.
writing ability has to do with, actually, your writing ability is very flexible. You could do short stories. You could do inspirational mm-hmm. speaking. But in particular, you're really good at dialogue. And by dialogue, I mean sort of like what you might see in a stage play. You know, dialogue is very interesting, and you have an ability to step into the character and make this dialogue
uh-huh.
very exciting and actually ring true.
Right. Well, I'm hoping to be a successful actress.
Don't quit. Going.
I just finally started digging around and finding some things that I really wanted to do. And I'm going to be doing that.
Good girl.
And I'm pretty excited.
Well, you should be excited.
I'm actually really excited, huh?
You should be, and don't quit. Even if you hit a
never.
Bump. This.
No, I don't.
It just keep going
I'm
forward.
Don't quit.
That's
now,
a girl.
I wanted to ask you about my children. Any kind of idea of what? Maybe careers they might be moving into.
Do you have three children?
I do. You're perfect.
I know. These three children have individual talents which are very unique to each child.
Right.
However, I do see an artistic quality in each child. And I see the oldest one, chronologically
uh-huh.
the oldest one, is about to step into the fullness of his first career. And all you have to do is continually support these beautiful beings, because they are just meant to, they are meant to make a mark in the world.
Right.
And just let it happen, baby. Let it happen.
Yeah. I just, I guess they don't know yet. They're trying to figure, I'd like to help them figure out what makes them, their heart sing, you know. My oldest son is an artist. I'm looking at his pictures on my wall right now.
Well, he's about to take off.
Say it again?
He's about to take off, the oldest.
Okay.
And with the one thing I want to caution you about is let these kids have a free rein and let them explore on their own and just let the trust the universe to help them get there. Because
okay.
they are definitely going to leave a mark on the world.
And one thing that I wanted to ask is I do a lot of praying, visualization, trying to communicate with the angels. I think that they've been communicating to me through music, the words and the music. Have hit me a couple times. But I'm wondering if there's anyone that you would be able to notice on your end that's helping me in the spirit world, an ascended master, an archangel, a spirit guide, a guardian angel. If there's anybody in particular that maybe I should work with.
Well, here's what I see for you, my friend. You have a group right now. You have a group of beings on the other side in the invisible realms that work together as a unit, as one. And if you're trying to locate a name or a particular one right now, it would be better if you just open up to what you have is kind of like what I call a committee. And this group is working with you for however long you wish to remain connected with them as far as moving you forward. So don't worry too much about exactly who it is and what it is. Just listen. And then write down the information you get so you can keep a record of it. It's going to help you tremendously if you write it down.
Okay.
Okay.
When I notice an intuitive, I guess I'm trying to get better at that. I'm trying to get better at picking up on. Sometimes they're clear, but most of the time they're not.
That is so normal. All you have to do is make a record of what you pick up, even if it's a passing thought or just a word or two. Write it, date it, and absolutely keep it in a book, and you'll start to see a pattern, and then you will go from there. Okay?
Oh, that's smart. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, it's awesome. I did that, and it's incredible. I recommend that to everyone, but specifically for you.
That sounds smart. Yeah, I like
thank
that.
You for calling. Stay tuned.
Thank you, hon.
Bye-bye. So as I was saying, if you want to have interactions with hummers and understand what they're really about, just hold a feeder in your hand around sunset if you have them near you, and you won't believe the amazing quality of these inquisitive, curious, and very open to interaction creatures. Did you know that hummingbirds weigh less than an ounce? I think it's about a tenth of an ounce. A hummingbird's heart rate is 1,260 beats per minute. That they hover mid-air by flapping their wings 12 to 19 times per second. They fly at speeds of 34 miles per hour. The smallest hummingbird will beat his wings up to 100 beats per second during courtship displays. They are the only bird able to fly backwards, have a good enough memory to return to food sources from previous years, and can see light wavelengths into the near ultraviolet. They can fly right, left, up, down, backwards, even upside down. Last but not least, they lift from perches without pushing off. They rise entirely on their own power by flapping their wings full speed before lifting off. I've always known, as you probably do, that hummingbirds are associated with joy. But I was surprised to find out that Aztec Indians wore hummingbird talismans or fetishes of hummingbirds because they are emblematic for their vigor, energy, and propensity to work with sharp beaks, which mimic instruments of weaponry, penetration, and intimacy. They were prized as bringing sexual potency, energy, and skill. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Talk Crap. This is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, Talk.
What can I do for you?
I would like an energy reading, please.
And by energy reading, you mean what's going on with you currently?
Yeah, I want to know how come I'm so grouchy.
Yeah, you are grouchy. You're grouchy and you're irritable. And you are almost like you're scratchy, itchy, you know? And this feeling of what's happening to you is you're on the verge of change. You are feeling uncomfortable. You're feeling not satisfied. You have a lot of questions. Things are irritating to you. Actually, what feels like premenstrual syndrome, for lack of a better word, is actually often in the spiritual world a sign of readiness for change. And you're about to step into some new areas that you haven't ventured into before. And that's good.
Yes, it is.
So as far as the grouchiness and the irritability goes, when you're meditating and when you're praying, look into that and ask your connections on in the invisible to communicate with you about what this means. That restless feeling, I will tell you, almost always means that you're on the verge of creating something new. So it is, in fact, a good thing, not just grouchy. Isn't that good to know?
That is very good to know.
So you go with it, girl, and make sure you continue to diary and write down the feelings and the dreams that are happening, and just know that this is part of evolving to the next level, and it's a good thing, and it will pass.
Okay.
Okay?
It will pass.
Thank you. It will pass. Thank you, Yvette. Stay tuned.
No.
So, as I was saying about these amazing little birds that were prized as bringing sexual potency, energy, and skill, Christopher Columbus actually wrote about hummingbirds in his diary. And just a few short years after his discovery of the New World, a hummingbird skin found its way to Rome as a gift to the Pope. Why are we so fascinated with these small feathered bundles of extravagant colors? Does the tiny hummingbird carry a message specific to humanity in 2009? You bet it does, baby. Watching our hummingbird's behavior right here in our front yard, a message fitting for the tumultuous times of change we are living in emerged. What an example for anyone feeling overwhelmed or powerless today. These creatures, smallest of all birds, a favorite of several predators in nature, a relatively short lifespan, against many odds set against it, these birds are capable of knowing exactly when to migrate, this response is hormonal, and where to migrate, exactly how to prepare to move on. It is said that the ruby-throated hummingbird can cross 500 miles over the Gulf of New Mexico on a non-stop flight. Here is a symbol, if ever there was one, for the ability to adapt and survive while still tasting every spice, partaking without alighting, and knowing how to pause without stopping. That's a paraphrase from an Emily Dickinson poem. Their communities are well organized. The males often fly ahead of the females to establish food sources. The males and females live in separate territories. Sometimes the males form a community and sing together to attract females for mating. Hey, maybe you single men out there should try that. Oh, the hummingbird makes music. Oh, the hummingbird sings songs. The females focus on nest building and tending the young, while the male protects the food source. And they mate only on neutral territory. You know, this bird species is also promiscuous in sexual behavior, which reminds me of a shaman I know. He has chosen to live a lifestyle quite similar to the hummingbird society. He is a being of integrity, but as he says, he likes to sample all the flowers, baby. His home has hummingbird symbols everywhere. In fact, the gates to his entrance are designed in the form of hummingbirds. The Native Americans say that the hummingbird is a peaceful bird that protects his homeland with the heart of an eagle. They have been known to attack other birds, even crows and hawks. This summer, a road grader worked on our road near a female's nest. That huge, noisy, cumbersome machine did not intimidate our hunters. They buzz-bombed the yellow machine and gave our contractors attitude as well. This fearless behavior against overwhelming odds is one of the many reasons we admire them. Though the birds are always hours away from starvation, they can only store enough energy to survive the night. For hummingbirds, the clock is always ticking since they must feed about every 15 minutes. Yet, they are capable of slowing down their metabolism at night or when food is not available. they go into a form of hibernation called tupor, or tupor. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right. Hello, you're on the air. Who am I talking
Hello.
To?
This is Rosemary from Chicago.
Hi, Rosemary from Chicago. What can I do for you?
I have the same similar question as your first person. Am I on my path, and what can I do to bring in more of my abilities?
Well, here's the deal with you. And this is generally true as an overall statement, but specifically for you, I mean this personally. When mm-hmm. you have the ability to question, am I on the right path, it means sort of automatically you are on the path. It doesn't mean that changes won't come and that you might start evolving and things might become different. But when you have the ability to ask, am I on the right path, sincerely, it mm-hmm. means you are. So, yes, you, Rosemary, you are on the right path. And what you can do to develop your intuitive ability, and you mm-hmm. do really have it. In fact, I see when you were younger, you had quite a natural connection to intuitive knowing, although you might not have seen it that way.
Mm-hmm.
As an adult now, what would help you to actually really accept and know that this intuitive ability is a part of you
mm-hmm.
is the journal.
Okay.
Get a book, start dating it, and record your dreams, record
mm-hmm.
any, you know, sudden feelings you have, no matter how subtle, because intuition can be as subtle as the tickle of a feather, or
mm-hmm.
it can really stop you in your tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It goes from one extreme to the other and in the middle. By recording your thoughts, your dreams, your ideas in a diary, you will start to see a pattern forming, and you will start to become more certain and more trusting of your intuitive knowing. And I have to tell you, Rosemary, right now, in the very near future, within the next 2 to 3 months, you're going to want to be very tuned in to your source of intuition, because you're going to be making some decisions. You're going to be having some ideas. You're going
mm-hmm.
to be birthing some dreams. And when that happens, it's best if we are really tuned in to the intuitive voice. So you're exactly in the right place at the right time, and now is the time for you to really develop through patterning and recording exactly what the spirit world has to say to you. And you do have a direct line into the spirit world. You
mm-hmm.
absolutely do.
Well, I
love
God.
Son? I'm sorry?
I really love God.
it's beautiful. Beautiful, Rosemary. You are the kind of person that appreciates all of creation and everything that's going on around you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, the God source loves this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a male child?
Yes, I do.
There is an energy, a light around this child when I look at your energetic pattern. So there's something going on with this male child of yours. Is he struggling at the moment just a bit?
I really wouldn't know. My prayers go out to him, but he's chosen his destiny and his path, and that didn't include family.
He is, you, whether you know it or not, are still very much a part of his lifeline to the spirit world. What has happened with his son is he has severed, and this is symbolic and yet literal, he has severed his connection with the spirit world. In other words, it doesn't work, you know, and he has put himself in a position where very much your connection as having birthed him as his mother is incredibly important. Your prayers, your positive energy sent toward him is incredibly important now, even though you're not getting any return.
Mm-hmm.
The message from the spirit world for you regarding your son is don't quit. Don't give up. He needs your backup, whether
mm-hmm.
it's recognized or not. And
mm-hmm.
he is going to be okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, Yes, and now how would I know that, other than something from the invisible wanted to say that to you?
Well, I never doubt. I can tell when someone's coming straight from spirit and when someone's just going la-la.
Yes. You are in a particular position right now at a phase of your life when you're about to, and really what I'm getting is the picture of a butterfly emerging from the cocoon. You are about to take flight and really fully bloom.
Wow.
Isn't that so good?
Oh, centuries I wanted this.
Oh, you're right there, my friend, and just embrace it. And don't look at social consciousness. Stay with your connection to the spirit world and keep taking one step at a time, and all the help you need is right there for you, girl.
Wow, I want to work with kids. I love kids. They are just such a blast.
But you have a natural hook in with them, and part of it is through your humor. You know, you're not an adult when you're around kids. You're more like they are.
Well, yeah, just a little wiser kid, an elder sister, that's all.
Exactly. Really. You haven't forgotten what being a child is like. Stay with that. Because what I see is you actually being around children in some way, whether it's volunteer or it's money-making position, don't know, but you're going to be around children and affecting their understanding of life. And I also have this wacky from left field, which is usually really accurate, you writing a story or two, a children's story or two, that is going to be very meaningful and very helpful to many children.
Cool.
So I encourage you to stay tuned in, Rosemary. You're in a really good spot, girl.
Wow. That is so cool.
Oh, it's real. Just stay hooked in where you are, because you are, I'm going to say it again because I'm encouraged to, you are about to blossom.
And the last of the physical limitations will leave, praise God, this year.
You're about to heal. You have something ongoing that has not been really resolved as far as healing goes. You're going to step into the knowledge that you have God within you, and you're going to be able to speak to your body, and it's going to change.
Well, it's already started somewhat. I actually passed a kidney stone without pain or anything else, and the doctor said to me, "You couldn't have done that." I said, "Oh, yes, I can. God can do anything."
Rosemary. I must recommend to you that you check out, this is one of my teachers, that you check out Rampa, R-A-M-T-H-A. Check out his book called Rampa the White Book. It's available on Amazon or at rampa.com. And just read it and just think about it.
Okay.
Because you are awakening to the God within you, Rosemary.
Absolutely.
You are tuning in to who you really are. And I'm so happy that you called. I want you to send me an email and let me know what happens with you, would you?
Yes. I mean, I can see me teaching this healing to others.
On to something, my friend.
Yeah, just by teaching who you are, anything that is less than what you are must leave.
Absolutely. We are masters of six levels of light, or we would not be on this planet.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you called. Please drop me a line and let me know how things go with you.
I will. I can't wait to read Rampa. This should be cool.
You're going to resonate with it. I absolutely guarantee it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rosemary. Thank you.
Bye.
So this fearlessness of hummingbirds, in spite of overwhelming odds, is such an important message for us today, because we live in times of great change and many of us feel very small in comparison to the level of change around us and the chaos. Established systems are falling apart. It seems as if the powerful systems could care less about the ordinary man, yet times of transformation need not bring fear or hopelessness to us. This is our opportunity to face fear and build courage, hummingbird style. We can track down our fears and then use courage to overcome it. please know that fear is the mother of all negative emotion, and it will reproduce like cancer until we learn to disengage it. In our times of transformation in 2009, I truly see humanity following the wisdom path of nature. Nature will warn us and show us through observation of its life forms how to adapt and evolve. Nature responds to changes by reorganizing itself and changing its form. It does really not know fear or death. It just continues to adapt, and so it stays alive. The changes we will be seeing in the near future, I believe, will be, in many ways, they'll resemble the hummingbird's clearly organized cooperative community. Hopefully, we will assume the fearless stance in the face of overwhelming odds. How does one achieve fearlessness in overwhelming odds such as exist today? Well, knowledge of who you are, like I was saying to Rosemary, is the way past fear and leads us to the willingness to change and adapt. You should know that you are not bastards of the universe. You are creators of it. You are the supreme intelligence of God expressing in your own creation called man. And all of life stands awaiting your presence, your thought, your feeling. That's a quote from Rampa in the White Book. If we are fearless, we must also recall the hummingbird's example of remaining in the beauty of the moment, of each moment. An unknown writer described the message of the hummingbird like this. This is so cool. Sip the sweet moments. Let your true colors glow. Don't get your feathers ruffled over little things. Just wing it. Take yourself lightly. And keep your visit short and sweet. If we were to step away to observe as the hummingbird does, we might see our lives differently. It's really okay to let the changes come. Allow chaos to transform as it will. Taste all of the adventure without fear. I'm looking at the clock, and I can see that we got time for like maybe one more caller if somebody wants to call in on 888-815-9756. Well, right there you are. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. My name is Molly, and I'm from Arizona.
Hey, Holly from Arizona. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm on unemployment right now, and that's going to run out in 6 weeks, and I don't know what type of job I should be looking for. I don't know if I should do the same lines that I was doing before or look into something totally different. What do you see for me?
Well, Holly, here's what I see about you. This unemployment was no accidental happening in your life. This is giving you a little time to reevaluate where you're going, what you want to do, and what I see for you as far as your next form of employment is going to be really different from what you did before. And the universe wants to encourage you not to overlook the next opportunity, because it's coming to you within probably the next 3 to 4 days. You're going to come across something that is going to present as an opportunity for a livelihood. Just go with it, girl, because it's going to lead you on a very interesting path.
Okay.
And it is, you are absolutely in a place of good alignment. So don't let the fact that you're unemployed really bother you, because you're about to advance and emerge, my friend.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear. I was getting a little nervous.
Oh, don't get nervous. Absolutely embrace the change and the adventure of it. That's what the hummingbird message is all about, things like unemployment.
Yeah.
You're cool.
I love hummingbirds.
You're cool and you're good.
I
thank you for calling.
Well, thank you so much. You have a good day.
You too. Bye. So as I was saying, just let the changes come. Like Holly was talking about, allow chaos to transform as it will. Taste all of the adventure without fear, baby. Don't worry, my brother. simply got the good vibration, a happy vibration. Let your heart follow the rhythm. And stay tuned, because anytime you feel the need for inspiration, I want to suggest to you, just go to Playing for Change, which is a soul-touching, amazing idea created to connect humanity through music. I'm going to send you out with a song called Don't Worry, written by Pierre Manette, and performed by musicians from Israel, India, Italy, the Congo, Amsterdam, New Orleans, and Spain and Africa. Tune into that and check out Playing for Change, which is a beautiful, inspirational idea. Till the next time, don't worry. And remember, the hummingbird sings a song. Oh, the hummingbird makes music. That's all for now. Till the next time, don't worry. Yeah, baby. Bye now.
Les don't worry, my brother, in this world we are all the same. We must find peace. We must find it together. We start far away from your heart. You've got the good vibration.
Let your heart follow the rhythm. When the voice gives you emotion, you have to feel peace. When the butterfly dances in the sky, when you want to sing what you like, you've got the